Joe, you can move fast. And we are talking shit.
Can you turn me down?
No, I didn't turn you down.
No, can you?
Oh.
Fuck.
You loud? I'm scared. How's that?
That's all right.
Is that better?
No, I guess so.
All right. So we have a new topic today that we've been discussing. We're going to talk about lies and liars.
Fuck them.
Lies.
I'll start with that part.
Lies and liars. So if you're joining us, or when you join us, or whatever, for those of you that are on board already, we started kind of quickly talking about liars, right? And one of the things about liars, the best liars, I think, are those liars who actually think that their lies are true.
No.
Those are the best.
No, you said it all fucking wrong. The ones that believe their lie. Right. Not think that their lies are true. They believe that shit.
Yeah.
In their head, that's how the fuck it happened.
Yeah, and it's funny because when you talk to those people and you're sitting there and they tell you, man, and the ball was 743 feet. Motherfucker, did you watch the same news I watched? Because it was only 400 feet.
Yeah, they go in, man.
Yeah, I kind of admire them.
I got a story about a lie that I told so long that I started believing it. Like, I started making, like...
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
I told this shit so long that I started having, like, fake encounters in my head that never fucking happened. They're like, yeah. So this lie was, I don't know if y'all know, but Mandy Moore, the singer, is from Orlando. She lived in Winter Park for a while. And I went to Winter Park High School for a year. So after I moved, I just told everybody I went to school with Mandy Moore. And I kept that shit up till probably like 5-6 years ago.
Bruh.
No, man, like 2 or 3 years ago.
Man, I believed you.
I believed me. Bro, I started having encounters like me and her sat and had lunch together and shit. Like, I've never even seen this girl.
Yeah, it'd be funny as hell if all of a sudden, Mandy, you're in a concert or something, and you're like, Mandy, oh, look, I went to high school with her.
Oh, shit, she did.
Look, I know, you know, one of my favorite people in the world has this habit of, I'm not going to say she lies. You know, I'm just going to say that she tends to forget the truth, you know, and we remind her every now and then, and she'll swear on a stack of Bibles. Nope, that's not the way it would happen. Well, hold up. We were there. You know what I'm saying?
But is that a lie or is that a loss of memory?
Well, she is old.
Like, you know what I mean?
She is old. And I had that same problem too. Like, you know, I know for a fact that you guys kind of get tired of me telling you the same story over and over again. But that's not because it's just, I forget.
Yeah, just like you forgot what the topic was. It has nothing to do with your memory.
Well, true. Oh, there it go again. I got to figure out a way not to hit this shit with my freaking head.
Get a smaller head.
Ta-ta.
That's a goddamn dome.
Not funny. So, liars. Let's look at the type of liars that there are. Okay, because there's white lies.
Yeah, white lies. I like those.
You like white lies?
I don't mind them. Like, all right, this is the only time, the only time I really lie is when I say that I'm going to be somewhere or I'm on my way. Nine times out of ten, I'm not. So I consider that a curve more than a lie. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, we should link up. And I'm like, yeah, we should. Knowing damn well I have no intentions of fucking doing that shit.
So that's a white lie?
I figured that's a white lie because it's not gonna kill nobody. It's not gonna really hurt anybody's feelings. So, I don't feel like it will.
Yeah, but if I call you and I say, hey, you on your way, and you tell me yes, yeah, and you haven't jumped in the shower yet, that's gonna piss somebody off.
It might not, but it's not like a feeling thing. You know what I mean?
You gotta get in front of your
mic. I am in front of the thing.
Well, kind of, sort of. Okay.
You gotta fix your ears.
Okay. So if you tell me no, because you know you got people like, I'm not gonna mention any names. We decided we weren't gonna mention any names.
Come on, talk.
All right. So Lou will tell you, I'm gonna be there at 4. You know, do not expect his ass till 6:30.
But I don't see that's enough. I don't consider that a lie. He's just not very good with time.
You think it's time management?
It's time management. It's not lying. Because he probably has every intention of being there for. He's just not there for.
And that's
see,
a
my issue is that I'm going to tell you I'm going to be there, and then I just won't fucking show up. That's the difference.
Well,
I know I'm not coming.
That's fucked up.
You know what I mean?
But that's fucked up.
It is.
Not a white lie.
It is. I feel like it is.
That's not a white lie, bro. That's a flat-out fucking lie. I'll check you. I'll be there later. And then you never show up. That's a lie.
Okay, it's a lie, but
it's not white.
But nobody's dying.
White lie. White. You want white? White lie. So how's the food? Oh, it's delicious.
Okay. Oh, okay. I really like your beard. Is that a good one?
Dang.
Your beard is so nice.
That hurts my feelings, bro. It's not a white lie, man. That hurts my feelings, man.
Hey, man, there's comments and we can't see them because you scrolled up. You started touching buttons and shit.
I didn't touch shit.
Give me the mouse.
Okay.
Give me the mouse, bro. All
right.
I don't even know what
somebody's on board over there, too. Did you see who that is?
Don't matter.
I don't know who that is.
Hola, Raulito.
Raulito's
Henry, Tanya from Hawaii. What?
We got Hawaii on board.
Yeah.
Henry, cousin Henry. What's going on, Chicago? And who the hell are those people?
Don't worry about them. I can't read. It's too far.
Come on. You can't. Your eyes are really
good. It doesn't
good.
Matter. Pookie's okay. On. Pookie.
Pookie. What up,
from down the street.
From down the street?
From Bo Keep. Sanford.
Yeah. So, again.
That's not a white lie. So.
Yes. A white lie. That, telling me, you know, I like your beard. It's cool, you know, if I know. But now that you told me that it's a white lie.
Well, so, like 15 minutes before we put on the show, my sister called me.
Yeah,
and we were discussing this,
right?
And you were listening to what she said, and she said something to the effect of when your wife asks you, "Does this make me look fat?"
Mm-hmm. You put somebody in a hot spot right there.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hot spot question.
Yeah.
So you say, I mean, if it does, I'm gonna say fat. Let's just say, do I look nice in this, or do I look good in this, or? What's another way?
Those are
fat, because fat is just a whole nother level of fucked up.
Yeah, it is. It is. Don't ever ask me, you know, Martha decided a long time ago she ain't gonna ask me that shit.
Good, that's a great, that's,
you know what I'm saying?
Or did she lie about that?
No, she told me she doesn't ask me anymore. And if she does ask me, does this make me look fat? I always say no anyway.
Right, because that's the right answer. Is that a white lie?
No.
It's not a white lie.
No.
Well, it's just a lie.
It's a lie.
It's just a regular lie.
Yeah, it's a regular lie.
You're going to hell.
I'm going to hell. Yes, I am. No, but the thing is, the whole, you know, do I look fat? Does this look good? Does that look good? You know, it's all perception.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's all perception. So if to me you look good,
yes,
it doesn't matter.
But that's not my point, though. My point is if you look at her, mm-hmm. And you know she don't look good, and then you say yes, baby, because you know she thinks she looks good.
No, but
so
see,
then in turn you have lied to her in order to make her feel better, which makes it a white lie, because all she's looking for is that confirmation, that affirmation that she looks good to you.
Well,
That's a white lie.
But in the same token, if you would have, you know, a green shirt on, purple pants, orange shoes, and some fucked up makeup.
Oh, you look crazy as fuck.
Yes.
I don't know.
How do I look? Babe, you need to change that shit.
You look colorblind.
Something fucking wrong. Where are you going? You know what I'm saying? You ain't going with me dressed like that shit. Now, I've had that happen to me, though.
Yeah.
You know, I've had, you know, her tell me straight up, you need to change.
But you never asked.
No.
See, that's...
Yeah, that's their difference, though. They'll tell us.
All right, man, I got to get off of this before I get myself in trouble.
Why?
Because, man.
Look, we're talking about lies.
Yes.
Okay, so these are white lies. White lies are lies that you tell people to not hurt their feelings.
What about if you tell people that two white people beat you and put a noose over your head and put bleach on you in MAGA country. F word inwards.
Yeah.
What if, is that a white lie?
That's,
because you're not happy with the amount of money that you have been making.
That is absolutely.
I feel like that's a white lie. Because he lied on some white people.
But he had, of all the white people in Chicago, he had black people come and beat his ass.
Yeah, man.
Come on. That's a lie. That's a flat out lie. Just like, well, lies. Those are straight up lies.
Somebody told me this joke, and it's funny as fuck. Well, they didn't tell me this joke, but I overheard them, and they said, this is the first time that Americans have scammed Nigerians. Credit to the real life cast.
Yeah.
All flavor too.
Yeah. Who's that?
Not worried about that.
Okay, I'm not worried about that no more. Okay,
just talk.
Okay, let's talk. Okay, so yeah, that was a flat out lie, and there's that was a fucked up lie because it put us into a situation politically, and it shouldn't be political. You know what I'm saying? But
it is political the moment you say MAGA.
Well, yeah, true, but at the same time, if you look at MAGA hats, they're a lie anyway, but. At the same time, you know, this guy did something wrong. It wasn't whether it was political or not. He did something wrong.
Illegal.
Illegal, and he lied.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Now, in that same turn, that lady that called the people on the picnic shit, you know what I'm saying, that they were the black folks having the picnic out, and she's like, it's illegal, you're not supposed to be doing shit, and she called the cops. Shit happened to her.
But did she lie, or did she not know the truth?
No, she lied.
So she flat out said, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's a difference between intentionally saying something that's wrong
not
knowing what's wrong.
Well, she lied. She lied because they flat out told her, yes, this is doable. People were doing it all over the place.
Uh-huh.
It just happened to be black people in
that
neighborhood.
But they told her after she got off, after they came.
Right.
Not when she was on the phone and she was saying her side of the story.
No, but she approached them first,
uh-huh,
and told them, you can't do this here. And they told her, yes, we can.
Okay,
we are
just
allowed.
Because somebody says something doesn't mean it's the truth.
I mean, if it's happening every weekend and she just decides this weekend she doesn't want them there.
I'm not for her. I'm not saying that she doesn't be racist fuck. I'm saying is that, did she lie? Did she intentionally go out her way to make shit up to tell a story? Or did she just have her own perception of the rules? That's not lying.
Well, okay, it may not be lying, but you then call and then you involve the police.
Okay.
You involve, and then you tell the police that you're being harassed.
That was a lie.
Okay.
Yes.
But you involve the police on something, on a matter that could have been just civil.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Same thing with the lady that called the cops because the little girl was selling bottles of water.
Yeah, fuck that shit. Get a business permit, bro.
Oh,
I gotta have a business license to run my fucking business.
Yeah, no, man. Come on, man.
That's a lie. I think that she should have at least. She needs insurance and all that shit too. She can't just have a business license.
And then you got people calling cops on people because they're leaving an Airbnb. And they happen to be black in a white neighborhood, and all of a sudden you got to call the cops.
Again, that's not lying.
What? So what?
That's not lying. Lying is when you know what the truth is and you don't say the truth. Your perception of the truth is different.
But the perception of the truth and then involving the law.
The law does not determine a lie or not.
It doesn't, but it does for this kid.
Why?
Well, right now he's a liar. He's in jail. He's going to be...
Yes, because he lied. He lied. He knew the trucking truth, and he went on the news and told everybody a fucking lie. This lady called the cops based off of what she thought.
So basically, the lady was just being racist.
Boom. That's not lying.
That's just being racist.
Lying is when you say you love black people and you don't. Or when you say, it's okay, I have a black friend, and you don't.
That's a lie. That's a lie. Okay, so... Well... Now you got, I don't want to get into, because there's so many liars out there, because we have, when you look at lies and you kind of, if you want to expound on liars, you have those liars that are habitual liars.
Oh man, I had, bro, I had this guy I worked with. One of the first job I got when I got out the Navy. He's a Libra. So immediately, my daughter's a Libra, so I knew, oh, shit, she's going to turn out like this guy. Yeah. Bro, this guy used to lie about everything. Like, no fucking reason to lie. Like, he's like, I'm like, yo, do you know how to do this? And he would say, yeah, I know how to do it. And then I would watch him struggle doing it. And like, you don't fucking know how to do it. Oh, yeah, I got this. So I would stop. It was about everything. He was like, oh, what'd you do this weekend? And you could have just said nothing. No, he had an extravagant fucking weekend. I'm like, I just talked to your boy, and he lives with you, and he didn't do none of that shit with you.
Yeah.
And you were at the house. Like, why are you fucking, like.
Yeah, those are prolific liars. Prolific liars.
Are you lying? Oh, well, I don't care. But I did pay your bills, but.
I know those kind of liars. I've encountered some in the military. Those are the good ones. The ones that, you know, they're 5 minutes late, and the 5 minute of tardiness was because, you know, a UFO abducted them. They went, you know,
yeah,
they,
bro,
they
that's
give
the
you,
worst. I hate when UFOs get me.
I happened to me a couple times, but and I was late. And I was late, you know.
But you told him the truth,
right? I told him the truth.
Fucking UFO,
I
got me.
I fucking got abducted by fucking aliens and shit. And then Greys, the Greys, they're fucked up. All right. They're fucked up.
I'm canceling you on the alien shit next.
No, why are you going to cancel me on the aliens?
Because you're going to take it to a whole nother level that I'm not ready to go to right now.
That's not a lie, though.
That's fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure that people understand there are aliens out there. You know what I'm saying? Some are cool, some are not.
And some are Mexican.
Those are immigrants, bro. They're coming over here. Those are immigrants.
Whatever.
Professional liars.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, those are the ones that you take to court and you pay them lots of money.
Yo. And the thing is that they will take a lie that starts with, you know, the most minuscule type little thing and turn it into
if the glove does not fit,
you must
have
quit.
That nigga did it.
You can't fit your glove and your fingers are like this. Now straighten your fingers out, put them on. Damn it, that's it. That was a big lie, though.
Like, yeah.
That was a huge. Okay, all those who think that he was innocent, raise your
hand. Nobody
hands.
Cares. Don't answer that. I don't give a fuck.
I do.
No, it's not. Who cares?
Well, shit.
But that doesn't serve any purpose.
He's a liar.
Okay, OJ lied. We knew that. Everybody knows OJ lied. OJ stole his own shit back. He's a liar.
That motherfucker is mine. No, it's not anymore. You had to sell that shit for your court fees, motherfucker. Liars.
Yes.
Let's look at professions that have
professions.
Liars.
Okay.
Lawyers.
I already said that.
You didn't say lawyers.
You pay them lots of money to stand in court with you? That's exactly what I said.
Oh yeah, you should. Those are good lawyers. Good liars though. They lie based on the books.
Yes.
They'll take a law that says that you have to do this, and they find every gray area to make it not so.
Yeah, so it's the truth.
So, well, is it?
Well, if I make a judge say yes, then it's the truth.
So then they've taken a...
Well, the reality is that in the U.S., you don't have to prove... I don't have to prove that I didn't... You know, I don't have... You have to prove that I did it. I don't have to prove that I did it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You have to prove that I did it.
That took me a couple seconds. Yes. I went... I don't know how I
so
got...
So whatever it takes to say that I didn't do it...
It doesn't matter.
As long as it's... Hey, pointing in the other direction. Somebody else did it. Fuck it.
Yep. Yep. Well, somebody tried to do that shit too.
Yeah.
It was the Nigerian.
Yeah. They were like, oh, $3,500 is not enough.
Yep. No, I ain't going to jail for that shit. Obviously, he wasn't getting paid enough money, though. He wasn't getting paid enough money for the show because he could have paid them Nigerians a little bit more to take the fall.
Those guys make way more off credit card scams.
Yeah.
Easily, bro. I got one in my spam mail right now. He's going to give me like $400 million.
$400 million?
Yeah, all I got to do is give him my Social Security. You think that's a lie?
I don't know.
I believe it.
I believe it, man. I believe some of those people got all that money hidden over there somewhere.
I'm a prince over there, bro. My dad, the king, died.
That's
and who the fuck are you? My dad, the king, is in Nigeria dead, and I'm sitting here with you talking shit?
Yeah, I had them call.
You lied to me. You are a liar.
Look, Liars.
Wakanda forever, Dad.
Wakanda forever. the lies that are really good are the ones that they call you and tell you that your Microsoft application is fucked up and we're going to fix your computer. You know, all you got to do is let us into your computer and we're going to fix it for you. Or you can use $39.95 now through a Target card.
Yeah.
They want Target cards.
That fucking green card.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit. Why you get the fuck out of my phone?
And whenever they call me and they start talking like this, I talk just like that back to them and I tell them,
yeah.
Wait a minute. I'm here illegally. How the fuck do I have to pay taxes?
The reality is that voice right there, they don't want to steal from their own. You know,
yeah, no,
saying?
Bullshit.
No?
Because I thought
I was going to compare it to like putting the Puerto Rican flag on the car.
Yeah.
They know not to rob us because we cool. We
yeah, no. The minute you start talking like that to them back, the motherfuckers want to switch to their language.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
The Hindi?
Yeah, you speak Hindi. Yes, I speak Hindi. What? They flip. No. But I'm in America. You speak to me American right now. I will fuck with them. You know, they want Target cards. They'll even take Home Depot cards. Cause I got into it with one guy, and I told him, well, you know, I got bad credit with Target. So but will you take a Home Depot card? Oh yes, we'll take Home Depot. They don't care.
Hello, Home Depot in India.
Shit,
assholes.
I'm motherfucking boy. Those are some serious liars, but those are professional liars. They're paid to lie.
Yeah,
you know. Go ahead.
I'm just thinking, like, do they know they're lying?
Of course.
Or are they just reading a script?
Well, they're reading a script, but the motherfuckers tell you that he's a fucking investigator for the IRS. If that motherfucker.
But the IRS in India might be the India Revenue Service. And he might actually work for them. That might be the company's name, and he's investigating your problem.
The Indian Revenue Service.
I'm just saying, bro.
They collect their money through Target cards,
Home Depot
cards,
whatever you got, bro.
Home Depot cards,
whatever you got. You got $5.36 left on that GameStop. Send it to them. They'll figure it out.
Oh, motherfucking Indian Revenue Service. That's fucking good. You know what? That could be true. They might give them a badge and everything.
They're like, I'm fucking investor. I'm important shit. And then they give them the script and they read the script. It's the truth.
This is my job. I gotta.
The only real lie is when they just hit you with my name is Bob. You're like, motherfucker, you just ruined it.
Yeah. You gotta
hit me with the least 17 syllables, bro.
Rashid Washada. You know, okay. Maybe I'll believe you there. Yeah. Yeah, but they've called me so many times now that I think they've blocked my number, because I will absolutely go with the whole flow, especially the Microsoft. I love Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
When they call me about Microsoft,
but I have a Mac.
I have a Mac. You can't fix that, motherfuckers, liars. I want to and you talked about this briefly at work when you had. Those people that you work with that are liars. What about when your bosses are liars?
I haven't really run into that.
Oh,
not God. That I know of. They might be lying all the time in meetings and shit.
I've had bosses that will tell you, you know, we're looking at, you know, this project, and we're going to put you on this project, and you know, when we put you on this project, you're going to get paid this much money, and we're going to do this, and you're going to do that. You know, I just need you to, you know. Work these next 4 days till 4 a.m. or something, and you know we're gonna put you on there, and you're those. You're like, yes,
set up, bro.
Set up, but it's a lie.
Yeah, it is a lie.
It's a lie.
Or is it motivation?
It's a lie. You can't motivate.
It is.
You do get motivated though, because you're expecting, oh shit, I want to get this promotion, I want to get this job.
Otherwise, that work would have took you another 4 weeks.
And you knock that shit out in 3 days.
Boom. Now he gets the raise.
And you're still stuck.
Laid off.
and you know, the project is done, we don't need you anymore. Thank you very much.
Tap on the show.
Oh, and by the way, you don't get any overtime because it wasn't approved by your manager. The guy that got the approved, the fucking promotion.
Fuck that guy.
Bitches. I am gonna tell one of my lies.
Okay.
So
I got a good one.
You got a good one? So
yeah.
One of my lies is when it comes to IT. And I'm really good at a lot of things in IT, but I'm not a professional at everything. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I know a little bit of
yeah.
a lot. But a lot of, when you go into an interview,
mm-hmm.
you know, they start asking you shit that you know for a fact that they know nothing about.
Yeah, so you can answer it easily.
Yes. And you know, this might be fall under a white line. I think it falls under a white line.
Yeah, until the time when you gotta do that, actually do that shit.
Google the fuck out this shit. Google, YouTube, call your buddy. Yo, man, you ever done this shit before? But no, they'll ask you, you know, so what do you feel about, how do you feel about, you know, this software product? Oh, it's efficient. I mean,
yeah.
it's okay. It'll do the job. You know, well, would you recommend anything else? Well, how much money do you have? You know, how much money do you have? I can recommend a million things.
Yeah.
If you have a lot of money, you know. But if you don't have a lot of money, yeah, go with that. You know. Have you worked with it before? Sure.
All the time.
I've set that up 100 times before. Really? In my head.
Yeah.
I had to.
That's not a white lie, bro.
It's a lie?
That's not a white lie.
That's a lie?
That is a regular ass lie.
I think it's a white lie.
In my head, I have set up some equipment. I have no idea what the fuck it even looks like.
Yeah, but I've made it work in my head.
I bet you it was way easier too.
Hey, but they
just
don't
a
know.
Couple cables.
But they don't know. They don't.
Well, that's
even
the
know.
Whole point of a lie. The other person doesn't know.
True.
that's why you say it.
You know what? If that, I mean, that being the case, how do you lie to somebody that already knows the truth? You know what I'm saying? Like, and people do that.
Oh,
they
yeah.
do that all the time.
Well, they do that because they don't know that they know the truth.
Well, even.
That's the same thing, like, that's the concept of when your girl pulls you aside and she's like, you got something to tell me? You're like, what the fuck you talking about? I got nothing to tell you. And then she's like, oh, you got something to tell me.
She already knows.
She already
knows,
but
yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, like, do I have something to tell you? Because obviously you know something.
I drank the last bit of milk.
that's better than leaving that much milk. That sucks.
I guess.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
I don't do that anymore. I just drink it off.
He just lied.
I just drink it off. Fuck it. I don't care. I'd rather you be pissed off at me that I drank. You drank all the fucking milk. Yes. Would you rather I left you two sips? Because that's more annoying.
Bro,
isn't
that's
it?
The worst, man.
Yeah. You go to make yourself a bowl of cereal. You see a gallon of milk in there.
Fuck that, man. I'm about to go into a whole other level of a different story right now because I had a horrible experience with cereal the other night. You're laughing because you know the story because I called you on my way to the fucking store.
Yeah.
So it was middle of the night. I'm kind of hungry, but I don't want to eat. I just want a little snack. So I'm like, oh, I'm getting some cereal. And then wife was like, I want some cereal too. So we go and get into the reach into the fucking fridge. There's only enough milk for one bowl of cereal. I'm like, you know what? You can have it. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no big deal. Mm-hmm. So then my kid comes down. Daddy, I'm kind of hungry. I want some cereal. I'm like, well, shit. There's two of us that want cereal now. I need to go to the store. So I grab some milk. And I'm like, you know what? I really want some fucking Captain Crunch, bro. Man, shut up. And then I was fiending for some regular ass Captain Crunch. And I was like, bet. So I grabbed the milk, grabbed the Captain Crunch. Only two items on the list. Checked the fuck out. Drove the fuck home. I'm like, oh, Alicia, come downstairs and get some fucking cereal. She's like, oh, yeah. Fuck up this Captain Crunch. Actually, no, I didn't even call her down because I was going to get mine first. So I didn't even call her down. I went down there. I poured my bowl of cereal. I poured a little bit of milk in that bitch. The wife wanted another one, so she poured another bowl of cereal right there. Bro, stale. Out the box.
Ah!
Out the box. Stale.
You have to go back to
No,
the
I
store.
Didn't go back to the store.
What?
I was like, I was over it. I was over. I had some Honey Bunches of Oats. I ate that shit. I didn't want that shit, but I ate it because I didn't want to go back to the store.
Oh, I'd have gone right back.
No, I don't have time for that shit, bro. You got a lot of patience.
No, I'd have gone right back.
Fuck that shit. So, my wife takes that shit back the next day. They exchange it. Same date on the fucking shit. Stale part two, bro.
No.
Two stale boxes of Captain Crunch.
No.
In a row.
Were they open or something?
No.
See that?
No, it was just a bad batch of Captain, man.
That there's Captain Crunch. I just want to make sure because I don't want to put my other Captain
it
in.
It was the worst, man.
You don't, dude. I go back.
I tweeted Captain.
You did?
I tweeted him, and I sent him a picture. I'll tell you what the picture was in a second. But I tweeted him, and I said, Captain, I just went and got this box of cereal. It is stale. I am sad. And the picture was the Captain Crunch in the toilet. The shit from the bowl in the toilet.
First of all, I don't like Captain Crunch, so that's okay with me. I fuck Captain Crunch. But nothing worse than some fucking stale cereal. But
when you're expecting the possibility of it being stale, not so bad. When you open a brand new box of cereal and it doesn't go,
the possibility is the one that you have.
I don't want no soft ass cereal.
The one that you have in the pantry that's been sitting there for about a week.
Yeah, you're like, I want it, but there's always been. We'll see. It's a crapshoot.
And you might even eat it because it's like, fuck, shit.
I'm sorry, I was off topic for so long, but I just had to.
Well,
I had to get that out because I need the people need to hear that shit, bro.
And I need to write up to Captain Crunch and let
them know. But I got a good box.
You got a good box?
Yeah, I went back and I complained to the lady. Uh-huh. And what she did was she said, do you want to open it here?
For real?
I was like, yeah.
For real?
So, yeah. And I just smiled.
For real? She let you open it
there?
Because I was going to say, I'd have gone back. The first time I'd have gone back nice.
Mm-hmm. No, my wife went back nice.
Yeah.
Exchange it.
Boom. Exchange it. And then I come back. And then the second time I come back, I go over there. I go to the same counter where I just fucking paid for it. And I just poured it all up on the counter. And I said, taste that shit.
That's not why.
Because I'm mad.
So you make her clean up a mess? You're not mad at her. She didn't put the fucking shitty Captain Crunch in there.
That's true, but she works there.
Sometimes, she doesn't work at the Captain Crunch factory.
Sometimes, man. Sometimes you just gotta have to take the punishment.
Bro, I'm done talking to you about
sometimes
this shit,
you gotta take that punishment.
Nah, man.
Yes.
What we got on this list over here? Drunk lies.
Drunk lies.
Drunk lies.
Oh, I'm good for that.
Oh, I didn't. Did you say? Oh, well, I got. Before we go into drunk lies, I got a crazy lie I told you a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a forever lie where I kept it going on. It was just the one time, but I was going to school.
Yeah.
And I decided I didn't want to go to school.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, so I rode my bike. Oh, no, this is different.
Uh-huh.
I rode my bike to my boy's house because that's how I used to ride my bike to his house, and then we would walk to the bus stop.
Uh-huh.
Right? I rode my bike to my boy's house, got to his house, and decided I wasn't going to school.
Uh-huh.
So then it took me forever to get the balls to actually come back home. So by then, the bus is gone. I have no choice. I have to go home.
Yeah.
So I came back home. You remember what I told you?
No.
You don't remember?
No.
You were like, what are you doing? Why'd it take you so long to get back to the house if you missed the bus? And I was like, I fell on my bike, and I must have blacked out. You gave me this look like, you stupid motherfucker. Go to your room.
Well, shit. I remember another lie, motherfucker, that when you... I didn't find out till you were fucking probably in the Navy or after you got out the Navy was that when you were playing basketball, you were actually out fucking racing cars and shit.
Oh.
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 Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That's not the way I remember it.
That's not the way you remember it?
No, we weren't playing basketball. It was when I was spending the night at Edwin's house.
Yeah.
We would go out.
Yeah, and be out racing.
No, I wouldn't. I never race. I watched people race. My car was too slow to race.
Yeah, but you were out there doing shit you weren't supposed to be doing.
Watching people do illegal shit is illegal?
Yes.
At what point?
Well, nigga, if you go somewhere and you're with Edwin, and Edwin goes into the freaking liquor store, robs the liquor store, and kills the guy in there, guess what? You're both going in for murder.
No, I'm not, because I just watched him do it.
No, you're both going in for murder.
It's so different. I didn't sit in the car and wait for him to come back. I just like, oh, look, he's robbing the bank.
Yeah.
He's robbing the liquor store.
You're both going to jail.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
What if I tell him that he did it?
Oh, you're just going to rat your boy out.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do, bro. You got to do. Tekashi 6ix9ine on this bitch. I'm telling on everybody.
They call him that a Cohen. Yeah, you don't know about that.
No.
You don't follow politics.
No, at all, because it's a waste of time. It's stressful.
It is stressful. It
exactly.
Is. They fucking don't. And you want to talk about liars. Lawyers don't cut. Well, most of those politicians are lawyers.
They started there.
Yeah, they started there. So they just promoted themselves to political liars.
Yeah.
I don't think not one of them motherfuckers ever tells the truth. Ever.
Why would you have to? There's no checks and balances for it.
And then you got those preachers.
What do you mean?
Man, religion. The people in the religion. There's so many.
Are they lying?
Yes.
Are they telling their truth?
Truth. I like that word. Their truth. Their truth.
Lying is when you know that you're not telling the truth. You know what I mean? But if your perception is this, and you're speaking to this, that's the truth to you. So are you lying?
So that's a good what's the word? Not analogy. There's a word for what you just said, the comparison type thing.
No.
Yeah, I mean you're still lying. I mean, if you
today, guys.
Yeah, no.
What up, Brad? Be Brad. No shots today, Brad.
No shots.
Dad's liver. Dad's liver's going bad.
It's on vacation for a couple of days.
That's why he's drinking that, I don't know, fruit water shit.
Vitamin water. Dragon.
All right.
Dragon
bro,
fruit.
He can't read for shit, man.
Dragon
it's not fruit. Because he can't see. He don't know letters.
No,
that shit is big as fuck. I can read it from the other side of the
bottle. Yeah, but my glasses are freaking twisted, so
bro, make excuses.
These are trifocals. Okay,
he's lying. Quad.
No,
he's quad.
Fuck, you're worse than blind in that movie. You cross-eyed, blind.
Near, far, very far. Oh my god!
I can't see shit. No, this is it's my glasses. I have to look from down here. Then I can see it. Now, if it's further
that
out,
shit is hurting my eyes. Just doing that's too much work.
And then if it's further out, then I gotta look in the middle. And then if it's fur.
So my favorite drunk lie is I'm not drunk.
Oh, if you know, I was okay. So if you drink and you say that you've never lied before, that's the biggest lie you tell all the time, I'm not drunk.
I'm not drunk. I'm good.
I'm good. Shit, I'm good. And then 15 minutes later, you're puking your heart out. You don't puke much, though.
I try not to. I really do try to avoid that as possible.
Yeah, me, I don't know. It doesn't.
Well, you don't know when to stop. That's your issue. Because once you start, it's like fucking NASCAR. You got to get to all those laps.
I thought that was the rule.
There's no pit stop. There's nothing. I'm going to finish this motherfucking race. The race ends when I puke.
I thought that was the rule. If you ain't throwing up, you ain't drunk enough.
Oh, man, don't be hating on my boys, man. The biggest lie is Orlando City.
Oh, why you gotta go there, man?
I don't know.
Brad is not being cool right now. But that's all right. That's all right. We still got love for you.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit. It's like it's a lie.
No, there's a couple of lies. There's a couple of good lies when you're drunk. The I'm not drunk is one. And then the other one that's very, very fucking dangerous is, no, I can drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that not true. Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Next person that you see that you know is drunk tells you, no, I can drive, snatch the keys.
No, kick them right in the goddamn shins.
Or the nuts.
That's fucked up. The shins is going to put him out for a little bit.
The nuts.
No, man. Come on, man.
You got to go for the nuts. The shins are limp back to the car because you're drunk. You don't really feel that shit in the shins.
You don't.
No, I'm telling you. Look, I saw my uncle. This is no fucking lie. In Puerto Rico, my uncle was at the top of a fucking stairs, concrete steps. This motherfucker had a drink in his hand, drunk as fuck, fell down all those steps, broke his fucking arm, did not spill a drop of liquor, got up and started drinking, and we're looking at his arm all fucking twisted and shit. We're like, yo, your arm is broken. Huh? What? He didn't feel shit. You know what I'm saying? So, no, you gotta kick him in the nuts. In the nuts is an unforgettable, memorable fuck. I'm down.
But no, the thing is like, I kick you in the shin, we can still be friends. I kick you in the nuts, that friendship is over. If any of my boys kick me in the nuts, I don't even fucking know you anymore.
Like, look, if you're trying to save my life, kick me in the nuts. I give you permission right now. You're trying to save my life, kick me in the fucking nuts, bring me back to reality. I'm down. I absolutely have respect for you eventually. You know, eventually. We're not going to be friends right away. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
We're not. I mean,
nah, I need those, bro. Fuck that shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, what the fuck? You're not having any more kids. Shit.
So I still want my balls.
I got mine, too. I mean, I want them, too. But, you know, if you're going to save my life, kick me in the nuts. I'm okay with that shit. You know, it is what it is.
So, let's see. So, drunk lives, does that include, like, beer goggles?
Beer goggles.
Like your body's lying to you about how good the
how
good someone else looks.
Oh yeah. You know, but those are lies you don't even know you're saying, telling them. Because once you're that drunk and you walk, baby, you're just beautiful. You're beautiful. Next day is when you find out that that's a lie.
The next day.
Yeah.
So initially. It's not a lie. See, the perception.
It's a perception.
You are telling the truth of what is reality at that time.
Yeah, your perception. Yeah, your reality. At the, yeah, good.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. So some lies can be perceived to be the truth until they're proven to be lies.
Correct.
Give me one.
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead. You start this.
No, you don't want to ask weird-ass questions, bro.
Well, because it's one of those things where you have to have, you know, you made sense. So now prove it with, you know, okay, I think I got one.
Hit me.
I think I got one. We were talking about this just a few minutes ago, and that's, you know, religion.
Yes.
You know, so if I go up to you and I say, well, you know, when you die, you're going to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's my perception.
Yes.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's a lie.
No.
Or the truth.
Well, that one kind of sucks.
Why?
Because there's no fucking way to tell. It's like, you know, you die, you're like, this motherfucker lied.
I'm not in heaven. Shit. Well, but I mean, well, then you know, heaven and hell. Perceptions?
All that shit's perception, bro.
Oh, that's just a perception?
Nothing's real.
Okay, nothing's real?
You like that shit. Nothing.
Matrix.
No.
Matrix type shit?
Not a Matrix type shit. Just like nothing's real, bro.
Nothing.
Everything's temporary.
Everything's temporary. True.
Yep.
True. But what's the... So if everything is temporary, what we're doing right now is just now.
Yes.
That took you too long. You don't know what you're talking about. I think you got drunk before you got here. But we are off topic again.
It's okay. It's okay.
We're off topic.
That's okay.
Because I wanted to get into the sports.
Oh,
lies.
Sports lies. You did some research, yeah?
Yeah.
Hit me with the research.
Okay, so it's known that even those people that tend not to lie, so, you know, people, everybody lies.
Everybody tells some form of a fib or whatever.
Right, but those people that are
100% of the time.
Right, but those people that are really adamant about not lying, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
will lie about sports.
Yes.
I read that today.
Uh-huh.
They will lie about sports. They lie about their teams, predominantly about their teams, whether their team is doing good, not doing. Thank you for doing that, by the way.
Why?
Thank you for doing that.
Because it was off?
Man, it was
That's
fucking...
why you were fucking
Oh,
with me.
My God. It was
I was
driving
like,
me
I'm
crazy.
Still talking into the mic.
It was driving me nuts. It wasn't
oh.
centered, man.
Well,
so
since
was...
you just jumped on the sports, I'm going to hit with B-Rad right here. He used to have season tickets, front row, midfield, all except for last season. He can't do it no more because they haven't been to the playoffs. And the Magic are going to beat the Warriors by 4 tomorrow. I hope so because I should be there as long as these tickets on sale, but I'm waiting to make this slick money real quick, so we'll see what happens.
So you're saying that's going to happen?
That's what he said.
Oh, he said?
Brad saying this. I don't know what happens. That's Brad. I don't make predictions like that.
Oh, so that's a prediction. It's not a lie.
No, it's a prediction.
It's a prediction.
He's guessing. He's hoping.
He's hoping that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Cousin Tammy, what's going on? I love her. So this is just like his
that's not a lie. That's not a lie. If you're trying to guess the future, you're not a lie.
And if they win, is he gonna renew?
I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah. Brad, he's not your friend.
It's not my money. It's his money. It's his money. His time.
Listen, if you do renew and you get two tickets, remember, I care, so you can invite me to
the game. I see him maybe one or two games a year, maybe.
That's it?
When he had season tickets and when he was working there. So, I mean,
yeah, he ain't
that's still my boy. B-Rat's still my boy.
Yeah.
But if he wanted to buy season tickets, I don't give a fuck. It's not affecting me in any way, shape, or form. That's where I live at, man. That shit don't affect me, fuck with me. I don't care, man.
I love that mentality and that concept of if it has nothing to do with me. It's just like somebody coming to your house and saying, hey, man, why you got all these lights on? Motherfucker, because I want them on. You know what I'm saying?
It's my house.
Right. My house.
My house, my bills, my money.
Yeah.
My job. It all reflects on me.
Yes. Now, if you want to pay my electrical bill, which lights do you want me to turn off? You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the way it works.
And then you walk up in my crib and you're like, you don't got cable? No.
You want me to have cable? Do you want to pay for cable? Yes, I'll get all the cable you want. I'll get fucking Spectrum, all them guys.
Fuck that. Fuck Spectrum.
You're, really?
All day.
Dish.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Are they going to pay me money?
I don't know. Probably not.
No, I don't want their money.
Give you a coupon, 37 cents off.
No, they do. They give you a coupon for $50 as long as I can get you to sign up for them.
Nope, never gonna happen.
No,
not as long as I got your guys' passwords.
There it goes. There it goes. The truth. The truth.
See, I'm trying not to lie.
Yeah, well, you know,
that's a lie.
No.
Oh, that reminds me of you ever seen The Labyrinth?
Yes.
And you remember when she gets to the doors and she has to choose which door to go through and they're like, one of us always tells the truth, one of us always lies.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? So there's the door, there's two heads on each side of the door knocker or whatever, of the door.
Yeah. And I don't remember.
I don't know.
No.
So she has to figure out which door to go into and one of them always lies and one of them always tells the truth. But she doesn't know which one's which.
Oh.
So she's like, if I had to ask you, that if he would tell the truth, what would you say?
Oh.
And I have yet to figure the fucking shit out.
Really?
All I know is she picked the wrong fucking door.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, the fuck. then this riddle wasn't solved.
No.
Wait. If I ask you to tell the truth about, oh, fuck, you didn't know.
A lie is the truth without facts. Let that sink.
A lie is the truth.
What kind of sink?
A lie is the truth without facts. A lie is the truth without facts. That sounds like some shit Trump would say. I'm sorry. That just fucked me all up. A lie is the truth without facts. All right, Brad. I'm going to say...
I'm going to like that for you.
Yeah, go ahead, like it.
Dad likes, Pops likes us.
Yeah, okay.
Pops says thumbs up.
Because that fucked me up. I still don't vibe. I'm lost on that one.
Where are we at, time-wise?
Time-wise?
We got 15 minutes. Good.
We got 12 minutes. You lied. It's 12 minutes.
Oh, sorry. I didn't lie. See, it's the perception.
No perception.
It's perception. I'm looking at a watch that gives me a time, and I'm going based off of this time.
That's not facts.
That is a fact.
No,
there's a fact that I looked at this watch.
That says...
Oh, man. You want to have that conversation? You remember that conversation we had about everything being relative?
No, I don't want to have that conversation. I don't want to have that
conversation. Or what about the conversation about everything being an opinion?
Oh, I remember that one.
Yeah, that was a good one, right?
That was a good one, yeah. That was a good one. But and you know what? That would make a great show.
Actually, leads into these lies.
Yes, it does.
Because
based on opinions, everything is an opinion.
Everything is opinion, bro.
Yeah, everything. Doesn't matter whether it's true or false, or there's facts or no facts. It's an opinion.
Yep.
Based on the person.
Yep.
You're so full of shit.
Bro,
opinions,
I'm going to fuck you up right now.
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one and they all stink. We all know that.
Correct. But what is stink?
Huh?
Some people think different things stink. So everything doesn't stink. Stink is an opinion.
Stink is not an opinion.
No, it's not. Some people like the smell of asshole.
It still stinks.
No, it doesn't. Because if it smells good, it doesn't stink.
An asshole's never going to smell good. An asshole's gonna stink. Stink. The word, the description of this word stink is a bad fucking odor.
Yes, okay? But so, bad, an opinion. Some people like that odor. We can do this all day, bro. Every single word that you use has an adjective in it. And that adjective is an opinion.
An adjective is not an opinion, it's a description.
It's an opinion.
A description.
Because it's relative to your perception.
That fucking hat over there is red.
Is it?
You. We're going to end this show early today because I'm going to fuck him up right now. No, there is an opinion based. There's opinions, and then there's facts, and then there's truth. You can have your opinion, okay, on something, doesn't make it a fact.
Correct.
Okay. So the fact is that that hat is red. That's not an opinion.
It's your
That's
opinion.
No, fucking not. It's a fucking
your
red
opinion
hat.
Because I am looking at the hat and I might perceive it as black. You can put it on the table.
If you're fucking colorblind, it won't even be black.
No, 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 no.
That's
because
red.
No, because in your the way that you're perceiving this is that you're looking at this part of the hat. I'm looking at the accents of the hat. So
the hat is
so
black because of the accents.
Yes.
You're fucking. All right. This is gonna start an argument, which we do not want to get onto.
Bro, I'm feeling
like,
bro.
That is a red hat. It may have black accents on it.
Okay.
But it's
black.
A red hat.
Black. That's a black hat with red stuff on it.
That's not, see, you're,
see?
You're
see what I'm saying?
You're twisting facts.
No, I'm not.
You're twisting facts.
No, I'm not. I'm perceiving it the way I did want
no,
to.
No,
that's
no,
what
no,
lawyers
no.
do.
See, now,
that's
it's a perception. That's not even opinion. It's a perception.
Yes.
But opinion is different.
Yes.
Opinion
is. It is my opinion that you don't know what an opinion is.
You. Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you coming over here.
Bro. All
this
day.
Guy here doesn't has
hey.
No idea.
No.
Opinion versus
Dad.
Fact versus lies.
Dad, are you talking loud right now?
Yes.
No, you're not. It's my opinion that you're not.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
It's all a perception. Loud is how you perceive it. If you have an adjective in any form of your sentence or your word anywhere, it is an opinion.
Because of an adjective?
Yes, because adjectives are opinions.
Adjectives are descriptions.
Based on opinions.
How the fuck are you gonna have something based on? Okay, here's an opinion.
Do I run fast?
My opinion is yes.
Okay,
that's my opinion.
Exactly.
It's my opinion. I know that to be an opinion
because it's based off your perception of me running. But if somebody else faster than me saw me run, they'd be like, "He doesn't run fast. He runs slow."
That's an
What's
opinion.
What's the truth?
That's an opinion.
What's the truth?
But those are opinions. We're
What's the truth?
The truth is you run faster than me. But
perception.
No.
If there's
okay.
Oh man.
Look, Bob
oh.
Marley. My opinion is that Bob Marley is one of the greatest musicians ever.
You said greatest. That's an adjective. That's an opinion.
I said it before that.
Okay.
My opinion.
Okay. So what is
okay.
Oh,
so
I'm getting to facts.
Okay. So
there is no facts because everything relies on an opinion.
My opinion is that he is one of the greatest musicians. Now. My opinion is he's one of the greatest musicians, not only in reggae music, but in all music. I think he's one of the greatest.
Okay.
I love his lyrics. I think his lyrics. See, all these are my opinions.
Okay. There's
okay.
no facts.
Now, huh?
Say a fact.
A fact. Bob Marley was killed.
Fact.
Okay. That's a fact. Not an opinion.
Fact.
Okay.
Okay.
Bob Marley was killed because of the way that he perceived his government.
Okay. Keep going.
That's...
Keep going.
That's an opinion.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. So where...
Keep going. Bob Marley was killed ferociously. Bob Marley was killed. Anything adjectively is an opinion.
Unless you saw it.
No.
Why?
Because it's how you perceived it. It's an opinion. Bro, I don't know how you're not getting this.
Okay, so...
Rick is off the rock.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that's
you
his
guys.
Opinion. Because I'm not on a rocker.
No, he's... That's right. You're off of it. Thank you, Raulito. That was
Raulito. That wasn't Raulito. That was Brad.
Brad, thank you. Thank you, thank you, man. Brad. You're right. He is off his fucking rocker because he's
bro,
wrong.
I'm going to put you guys on a whole nother level of thinking, and
no.
You guys will thank me for it.
No, I think that you need some medication. You need some medication and to visit some shrinks because you're wrong.
Wrong is an opinion.
How the fuck? Okay. 2 + 2 = 4. 4.
You can't use math.
Why
math
not?
Is universal.
Math is universal, but an opinion, truth, and facts are not?
No. You call me wrong, but if I'm perceiving me to be right, I'm right.
That's a perception.
Is it also my opinion?
That's also wrong.
How?
Oh, my God. All right, everybody.
Bro,
this is going to take way too fucking long.
I'm killing you guys right now. You guys are ready. You guys aren't ready for this shit.
No, we're not.
You guys are not ready for this level of mind. I have tapped into my third mind.
Your third mind?
Mm-hmm.
Your third eye hole?
No, my third mind.
Your third eye hole.
No.
There's no third mind.
I have a third one. You guys don't.
Okay.
You're welcome.
You're welcome too. Shit. All right, listen up. I think he's lying. He's full of shit. And his opinions are like everybody else's opinions. You know, they stink. They're all...
Stink is an opinion.
Stink is not an opinion.
Yes,
it's
it
a
is.
Fucking fact.
Yes, it is.
How is it not a fact?
It's hot in here. Are you hot?
Yes.
It's an opinion.
It's a fact.
No, it's not.
It's a fact. It's hot in here.
No, it's not. Because if my wife walked in right now, she'd be cold.
It's her opinion.
It's it, an opinion. Thank you.
Her opinion
it's
is
a,
cold.
It's,
but we know
it
for a fact
is,
it's hot.
No, it's not. It's an opinion. It's an adjective. Adjectives are opinions. Period.
Where did you fucking... Who? What teacher taught you
Nobody
this?
Taught me this. I was driving in my car, and I was driving slow, and I was like, wow, he really thinks I'm driving slow because he's passing me. The guy behind me was so far back, and he was getting further back. I was driving fast to him.
Okay.
It's an opinion. There is no fact to adjectives.
So you were driving, and you came up with this?
Yes.
And you don't smoke no weed?
No.
That's really fucking weird. Because if there had been a teacher that had told you some shit like this, honestly, I would be looking for that teacher right now and try to fuck that teacher up. Because they fucked you up. You're all fucked up. Right.
Fucked
now.
Up is an opinion.
See? We're going to have to finish this cast today because I'm starting to get upset. That's not an opinion.
Upset is an opinion.
That's not an opinion.
Yes, it is.
You're pissing me off. That's not an opinion.
I think so.
No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm not. Opinion is something that you perceive. I'm not perceiving to be pissed off. You're pissing me off. That's a fact. See?
No, that's a fact. It's a verb. You use it as a verb.
What?
You use it as a verb.
You're pissing me off?
Pissing you off. I am pissing you off. But are you pissed off? That's an opinion.
Okay. We had this conversation before, and it really led nowhere.
That's exactly where we're at right now.
Yep, it led no fucking way.
Frustration.
Right. Yes, frustration on my part. Not
yes.
His part. He's okay with this.
Yeah, because...
Because he thinks that an opinion is... an adjective or a description of something
is an,
is
opinion.
An opinion.
Yes, because it's all based off perception.
No, because
yes.
If I'm looking at the grass and the fucking grass is green, and I tell you the grass is fucking green, that's not an opinion. It's a fucking fact. The grass is green.
That's how you see it. Opinion.
We have 1 minute. So you're going to cut off real soon. You guys. What?
My wife says I hoard random information for no reason.
Yes, you are right. You are absolutely right.
That's his opinion.
That's not my opinion. That's a fact because his wife said it. Anyway, we got a couple of seconds left. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you guys. We got veered off topic again.
It's all good.
Yeah, you know, we do.
It's all good. We love you. Huh? That's a lie.
That's not a lie. It's an opinion.
My man. Let's get out of here with that note.
Hey, I'm Pops.
And I'm Rick.
We're talking shit. Thank you for joining us.